A day after the release of presidential and parliamentary results for election 2012, many are those who believe that with a majority in parliament, the John Mahama-led government must fast-track development by creating jobs for the youth, adding value to agricultural produce, and improving the standard of living for people. First, Frank Haidam, a concerned citizen, says the government should institute a national development policy for successive governments to follow. He spoke with George Ankra.
In terms of policy planning, now if we look at the political terrain over the years now, and we want to lay emphasis on policy planning so far as the administration of John Mahama is concerned, now we cannot just rely on manifestos of political parties to solve the economic social problems that we're having in this country. Now, one lesson that we should be learning at this material moment as a country is this: the government should have a national policy. If we have a national policy, any government that will come into power will definitely follow that national policy to solve the economic, social, and governmental problems of this country. Because, let's fancy, the 3-4 year senior high school that we are talking about now, it appears so far no government is really satisfied with the 3 years or even the 4 years. So if we have a national policy, so the technocrats will come out and tell us exactly what is good for us so far as the education of this country is concerned. And
the MP-elect for Navrongo, Mark Wuyongo, says he would pursue irrigation in the agricultural sector to enable the nation to feed itself and export some of the produce. He would also unite the people and encourage the private sector to create jobs for the people.
I feel excited and vindicated because nobody gave me a dog's chance. Everybody said, oh, Navrongo's seat was a seat that couldn't be won by the NDC. But that now belongs to history. I've won a seat and I'm excited about it.
Development is what the people want. What are you telling the people of Navrongo? What are they expecting from your leadership?
Well, in the last 4 years, I have been able to bring quite some considerable amount of development to Navrongo, and I have assured the people that I'll continue to bring development to the area. I have assured them that I'm going to establish a constituency advisory committee which will advise me on the priorities of the people, and my common fund will be directed towards solving those priorities or targeted at those priorities. So what I'm asking for is just unity. Yesterday there was a massive turnout in Navrongo to jubilate, and my appeal to them was that they should forget about the acrimony that characterized the campaign. They should forget about everything. They should let go, unite for the development of Navrongo. So I want to unite Navrongo first. And
the MP-elect of Navrongo, Mark Wuyongo. The MP for Madina, Alhaji Ahmadu Surugo, says the re-election of majority of sitting MPs is a testimony of the good works of the NDC. He said the party will continue with a better Ghana agenda by increasing infrastructure and improving lives of the people.
First and foremost, let me give thanks to the Almighty God, through whose power NDC has been retained. John Dramani Mahama, His Excellency, has now been confirmed to continue for the next 4 years. The way forward is simple. We stand for peace so that we can develop the nation. All of us should come together. As far as I'm concerned, there's no loser. We are all gainers. Democracy in Ghana has been deeply rooted, and so we have to stay focused, people-centered, and make sure that what would improve the quality of life for our people is what we have to do. We have to make sure that the Better Ghana agenda, which was started by the late Professor Evans Atameos and being continued by His Excellency President John Dramani Mahama, is vigorously pursued.
Amadou, you saw the way your next contestant gave you a tough time. I am believing that if the NDC under John Mahama does not fast-track development or pursue the Better Ghana agenda in a manner that will suit the people, 2016 will not be easy. Do you agree?
I perfectly agree. Just because, as you are aware, the more you keep in power, you be in power, the more people would want you to deliver. And so it becomes very difficult if you are not able to meet the expectations fully. Yes, let me talk to you about my constituency. A lot of development projects have been initiated, but because it's not been completed. People are not seeing them up.
That was MP for Madina, Alhaji Ahmadu Surugu. A legal practitioner, Kakre Samwa, congratulated the president on his re-election. He said under President Mahama, there will be peace, stability and development.
I feel extremely happy. At the same time, we feel extremely humbled by the fact that the people of Ghana have chosen us to rule them for the next 4 years. And we are grateful to God for this opportunity to serve. We hope and pray that He give us the strength and the insight to do His will and the will of the people of Ghana.
Kakra, you will understand that the contest has not been easy. What do you expect from your government so that you can maintain power 2016?
There's a lot that we need to do. We must continue with our poverty eradication measures. We must continue with our educational policies. We must continue with our wide and rapid infrastructure projects. We must deepen and expand the petrochemical industry coming from the petroleum industry. And we must improve relations between our people and unify our people. When we do that and do it well, I am sure that we might just get another 4 years after 2016.
That was Kakra Samwa. And now the leader of the UFP, Kofi Wayu, thanked Ghanaians for making a good choice. He said he believes Ghana will witness the kind of development it deserves.
You know, God loves the truth, and God knows I'm in the right path all the time. So I have no doubt that Ghana will win. That's why the Lord made me side with him and fight for him. But it's nothing to be excited about, because there's a lot of work to be done. And it just happened that Ghana, he got chosen to do the job. It's a heavy job. Got to take care of the young, the old, the infirm. That's what government is about. So, in a way, in a spiritual way, I'm very, very happy. But in a classical way, it's a heavy responsibility, you know. You got to look at it from there. And I call in the MPP. You're supposed to be civilized people, right? You got lawyers, you know, PhDs among you. You know, the figures show, you know, almost 300,000. Just go shake hands. If I was a Fukuero, I'd go straight to John and say, hey, my man, you got it. Okay, congratulations. How can we work together to help the poor people and the farmers, the taxi drivers, you know, let's sit down and put our head together.
The president of Youth Africa, an NGO in Ho in the Volta region, Emmanuel Ashibe, congratulated the people for keeping faith with the NDC. He asked President Mahama and his government to focus attention on development in the region.
Ho is calm and the celebration is going on here. I would take this opportunity to congratulate the President, His Excellency John Mahama, for this victory. His humility has really spoken. He is the choice of Ghanaians, and we are grateful, we are happy that he retained his office. And in Volta region, we are so happy. Voterans are not Judas who would deny their leader who they follow. Though there are so many instances where we complain to say that things are not going well with us in voter region here, which is true, we're talking about developmental issues here, but voterans still throw their weight behind the president. A massive turnout for the president in voter region. We will want to see what will be the output to the developmental issues of voterians. Who is calm and nothing is going on wrong. We are happy that the NDC wins and voterians will remain who they are for the NDC.
Meanwhile, jubilation and merrymaking are still going on all over the country. Our reporter in Kitikrachi, Maika Tulavu, says the youth, accompanied by brass band, marched through the streets and along the Volta Lake to celebrate the victory of President Mahama.
Right now, you can hear the background. There is a celebration about the victory. There is a young group that has built a costume, and a major costume about the MPP. With the MPP flag covering it, and they are passing the sound sheet, singing the chorus song. They all went to the mosque, in pretend to deposit their dead body. But now they are going to town and they went for their traditional Adidisa to find out what kind of their cure. And about all in all, they are jubilating about the President Muhammad's victory. And they were making some of their promises as free education as 419 and also looking forward for a real hope with a very tenacious leader who has won.
Are there police people there protecting the convoy or the jubilants?
No, there's no police protection, but they are seems to be a mix of people. Some were even in MPP T-shirt. All others are in NDC T-shirt. But they have the activities sound peacefully. So though there's no police, there also seems to be no threat of violence.
Do you have any of them there who can tell us why they are doing that?
Yes, please.
Yes, hand over to the person quickly.
That's not because our president is green.
Let me give the other person.
Supporters of NDC jubilating in Kitty, Karachi.